For ID the Future, I'm David Klinghoffer. The quote anti-science label is like Frankenstein's monster. Designed by politically correct propagandists to serve their own purposes, namely blackening the reputation of skeptics on evolution and climate change, it has since turned against its inventors. The monster now pursues those creators almost, but not quite, to the exclusion of its originally intended targets. The aggressive Darwin lobbying National Center for Science Education, for instance, has beat the drum for years, labeling doubters as, quote, anti-science, minus the hyphen, which always looks wrong to me from a copy editing perspective, as if it should be pronounced anticience. But check out recent headlines and articles that use the term. Judging by Google News, you'll see the once pliable beast has gotten quite out of hand. For example, at Investor's Business Daily, we see, quote, global warming alarmist reveals the anti-science con, close quote. At the Dallas Morning News, quote, GMO fear-mongering shows anti-science attitudes aren't limited to the right, close quote. At Forbes, Nobelist to Greenpeace, drop your anti-science, anti-GMO campaign, close quote. Again, at Investor's Business Daily, which observes, quote, two-thirds of Democrats are anti-science, quote, look who's anti-science now, close quote. At CNS News, quote, are anti-science Obama administration policies fostering Zika, close quote. At the Christian Post, quote, Neil deGrasse Tyson to Bill Maher, liberals are anti-science too, close quote. At Gizmodo, Neil deGrasse Tyson tells Bill Maher that anti-science liberals are full of S-beep too, close quote. Quote, pro-abortion group complains newspaper rejected ad calling pro-life people anti-science, close quote. That's at lifenews.com. Here's a suggestion. Let's everyone swear off the habit of avoiding debate by slapping invidious names and labels on people who disagree with you. That would be more honest. It would also be in line with mainstream public opinion. That came out in new survey data already noted here that gauged attitudes on academic freedom in science and related matters. One question, for example, asked, quote, rate your levels of agreement or disagreement with the following statement. People can disagree about what science says on a particular topic without being anti-science, close quote. If that sounds like common sense, it is, at least outside precincts where propaganda is the prime currency. A vast majority of respondents to the survey, 87%, agreed that you can differ with other people on science without being anti-science. The agreement crossed all measured demographic divides of age, sex, political, and religious belief. Atheists were the most likely to disagree, that is, evidently to wish to retain the label anti-science as a cudgel against dissenters. But even there, it was a minority view with only 27%. A solid majority of 73% of atheists reject the anti-science label. To download the full survey results, go to evolutionnews.org and search for the phrase survey results. Will the National Center for Science Education and others accept this piece of free advice? Don't worry, I'm not holding my breath. I'm David Klinghoffer for ID the Future.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.